Blog Talk Radio.
During the pandemic, my lifestyle drastically changed. My income came to a screeching halt. You have to understand, I'm a hustler. I'm a legit entrepreneur. I sell things. I come in contact with people all the time. I have to stay safe. I didn't have a choice but to trust the vaccine. And if you live the type of lifestyle that I live, you out here in these streets and you hustling, an entrepreneur like me, why not do it safely? So I want everybody to take this seriously. Take a shot at staying healthy. Get the vaccine.
Collectively Rewilding is an online forum for learning, sharing, and teaching the skills needed to enhance our experience in the natural world. We're looking for the best mentors, guides, and instructors who can teach a variety of natural skill sets. If you've got something to share, we have the platform to help you make a difference for free. If you are more interested in learning and expanding your abilities in nature, please join us as a member to explore the world of rewilding. Join us at www.collectivelyrewilding.com today.
Please check out the Barefoot is Legal radio show right here on Saturdays, 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time. That is 10:30 a.m. to noon Pacific Time, as we show you all about your barefoot rights and living a barefoot lifestyle. And for more information about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal, please check out barefootislegal.org.
Global government, the mystery school, Agenda 2030, chemtrails and geoengineering, manufactured disasters.
We live in a time when awareness about current events and big media deception is critical to be prepared for the events that are rapidly descending upon us. This is Russ from Delivering the Truth and Exposing the Lies. Join Diana and me every Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. as we expose the truth big media keeps lying about.
Herbal medicine, the globalist's real agenda, seeing through the propaganda.
Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. We'll see you there.
Looking for something different? Looking for something fun? Join Dan every Monday on the Freedomizer Network, 9 to 10:30 Pacific, noon to 1:30 Eastern, for Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison. The show about everything and nothing at all.
You know what I think we should do? I think you should join us for Dynamic Word Bible Studies, where I am always hosting. My name is Felicia DeRozier, and I have two amazing co-hosts.
Cross, the favorite. You wish. This is Mariah, the real favorite child.
Oh, sure.
We spend a lot of time learning about the Bible and possibly a little time learning about humility. That would be awesome, right?
Yeah, Cross. Yeah, Mariah.
We air live every Wednesday from 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time to 10:30. Right now we're going through the book of Romans, but we're going to start moving into the Gospel of John. We're going to learn about Jesus. We're going to learn about living and walking in the Spirit and learning to be a little humble with those that we live with. It's going to be a great time. I can't wait for you to join us. Right, guys?
Yeah.
All right. We'll see you then.
Bye.
Would you like to take your power back by following the principles of the universal laws, earth-based spirituality such as pantheonism, shamanism, and personal alchemy? Are you sick of giving your power away to power-hungry gurus, the corrupt government, the globalists, and realize you have a higher purpose on this planet? That you are gods and goddesses that need to snap out of amnesia and reclaim your birthright? We're Darren and Dr. Joanna Wells, the Double B, founder of the Gods of Amenti, psychic intuitives, transformation coaches, training others to uncover lost knowledge and reclaim their sovereignty. Here to guide you every Sunday at 6 to 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and Wednesday 4:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on our show, Moving Beyond the Matrix, on FreedomizerRadio.com.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever and whenever you're tuning in from, my fellow Liberty lovers. This is Amber S. from Living with Freedom Ministries, reminding you to tune in on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Central noon Pacific time, for the Living with Freedom show, where we'll embrace what living with freedom can look like physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and in everyday life. That's 2 p.m. Central, noon Pacific, here on Freedomizer Radio.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wireta. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m.
Now, let's get back to the Proof Negative show here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Welcome to the Proof Negative radio show right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello again, everyone. Welcome back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the big kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much for finding us today. Today is Monday, so we'll have Christina joining us here tonight. And if you out there in Radio Land have anything you want to share, the number here is 319-527-6208. And just press lucky number one on your phone, and I will make it a point to bring you into the conversation. So let's go ahead and bring Christina in here.
Thank you.
Christina, TGIM.
Yeah, it's always, I'm always grateful to be here another night. So and thanks everybody for joining us this evening. Look forward to talking to some of you.
Excellent. So what's the word on the street with you?
I just get more and more frustrated with the truth coming out about the jab and the ignorance that still is abundant out there within the medical community. So got a little bit more to share on it, so we'll get to it when you want to. But
you like to start the nights off here. So if you had anything you want to go with first thing, I don't really care. I kind of expected it.
Okay. Well, I just Dr. John Campbell, in the beginning, like during COVID, I wasn't a really big fan of his because he was more on the side of accepting, the idea about the jabs. And in fact, he himself took two shots and then a third one. I think he took two Pfizer and then one Moderna. And now he regrets it. And, he's finally found the truth out about everything. But as like most of the physicians and most of the medical community out there, many of them truly were misled. But it's no excuse, because it's like, how come somebody like me who doesn't have a medical degree, but take it upon myself, I realize that to be healthy these days, you have to take your life into your own hands. So, with just the research I've done, not even being in that, a doctor or a nurse, I knew better. And so I still get frustrated when, I hear that they did these things and now they're regretting it. But we know that cancer numbers have risen, I want to say it was 80%, and it's not in just old people, it's in the 16 to 44 year olds. And so what a new study has found, that was the research was done in Japan, they noticed that after the third dose of the mRNA gene therapies, there was a great increased cancer mortality. So they're looking into it. And, once again, we talk about, so what people have to understand, the biggest problem that they're finding out right now with these injections is the T cell suppression. And so that is like the major problem. So we can go back again to what these actually are. So, they're by no means should they ever be called a vaccine, because that's not what they are. So, your body with the mRNA, this doctor talks about how typically a natural mRNA in the body only lasts once your DNA does the transcribing and all this stuff to the mRNA and the messenger. Once it gets to the messenger, literally that messenger, it it's gone in like 20 seconds. So mRNA does not last more than 20 seconds in the body. And so he said he knew this was going to be a problem because they had continued to have issues for 5 years. They were looking at this, and he's like, you know, you cannot use it for a vaccine because it's so unstable. So they said, well, we've got to stabilize the mRNA. And he said, so if you stabilize it, the problem is that it's stabilized because what happened is, so they went in there and they replaced one of the natural components of your mRNA is the uridine. And so this is the thing I've talked about before. The pseudouridine is the synthetic version of it that they've replaced, that they've gotten the body to take up to replace the natural uridine, which stabilizes the mRNA, which causes it to last longer, which means the spike protein can therefore last longer. So this is what's going on, that the spike protein is suppressing the tumor-suppressing genes. So, you know, in our body, we have P51? I don't remember exactly. There's all kinds of different tumor-suppressing genes in our body, which are good. You know, they help to fight cancer off, and especially the T cells. And so what they're finding out is the spike protein is basically suppressing these genes. So when you no longer have the ability to suppress your T cells, you know, how are you gonna fight cancer off? So this is the issue. And so the rise in cancer is not surprising. And so I just, you know, I hope people, you know, really, they're going to really have to take their lives and their health into their own hands right now, because you can't just ignore this. People have to start eating better. They have to start increasing their ability to boost their immune systems. And basically, they're going to have to do that through food. And what's really frustrating is the other gentleman that Dr. Campbell's talking to, and I've spoken about this before too, is he was the one that for years he's been researching with that. He's got some kind of I don't want to call it a vaccine. But basically, I talked about it before, to where he's injecting people with this harmless bacteria that causes their bodies to causes their T cells to ramp up. So, and in doing this, he noticed that these older people no longer got colds. You know, they became healthier, and so he's trying to get this after several years of research. They know that this works. And so right now with what's going on, you know, if this could get approved, these people that are having cancers, the people that have been injected and know now that, you know, their ability to fight cancer is weakened, these could be given to them to help boost their T cell production. And they wouldn't approve it. They said that they didn't feel it was safe. So here they are out here still promoting these, which are ridiculously dangerous mRNA gene therapies that should only be used in some sort of gene therapy for people who that might be their only choice, you know. It should, like they're saying, it should never have been used in the general public. So here they are still allowing these dangerous things to be injected into people, and yet something like this that, you know, they're proving is completely harmless and actually very beneficial, that they will not approve to be used. So, you know, if this doesn't speak what's going on in the world right now, especially in this country, I mean, it's just crazy. You can't tell me they're not trying to depopulate.
Oh,
I absolutely believe they are. They absolutely are. There's so much proof. So it's just, it's maddening. I get just frustrated every time I hear more and more about it, you know, and some people are like, oh, we don't want to hear about it anymore. It's like, okay. So, but that's it. And also, did you hear about the guy that punched the 9-year-old in New York, Central Station?
Yes.
Grand Central Station? You did hear? Yeah. I mean, the fact that these judges keep letting these criminals back out on the street when he had just done it, what, 2 weeks prior? He was in front of a judge, and they had set his bail at $2,500. And so he went up in front of another judge, and that judge let him go. And 2 or 3 days, what was it? 2 or 3 days after he was released, he went and punched the 9-year-old child. I mean, this is crazy what's going on. I mean, New York City is going to become like the movie Escape from New York.
Right, but the goal is to have it be so bad that people will be begging for someone to come in, and then you'll have someone that will act like a Captain Save-A-Ho and bring total chaos and arrest everybody.
That's true.
That's what they want. They're trying.
Yeah.
All liberal cities are the same right now.
No, it's just awful. At least I did see where the Supreme Court, they did something to prevent people being able to take, you know, your home. So California,
I didn't see that. The Supreme Court is taking up squatters' rights?
Yeah, let me find the article again. Hold on. I may have to get back to here. The Times. I think it was down here at the end. I'm pretty sure that's what that was about. Let me see if I can find it real quick. House double Supreme Court. Where are you? That's not that one. Supreme Court won't allow. Nope. Supreme Court's in a lot of these today, but I'm not finding the one I was trying to find. Why does that always happen? Let's see. Oh, this might be it. Let me see if this is it.
Oh, I did see about that judge that's refusing to let Trump go see his son's graduation.
What's going on?
Judge Mershon is refusing to allow Trump to go see his son's graduation.
Are you serious? Holy cow. Oh, my goodness. I mean,
it seems like they don't care if they lose this election, it seems like, because they could just claim World War III and then keep Biden in as long as they need him.
Yeah.
It just has that feeling. Mm-hmm. I can't guarantee I heard anything on it, but it just seems like that's the plan.
I can't, you know what, that's a video. I'm going to have to watch it. So that, and I don't know if I read that right. I think maybe that is regarding, it's a rare victory. They said the vote of 9-0. I thought that's what it was about, but this says it's more about ruling curbs the power of local governments to impose permitting fees. It stops local government from being able to use the permitting process to force property owners to pay large development fees. Okay, and that's all it's telling me. It's not telling me the rest of it. So that's a video. That's not a not an article. So that one does not help me. But so today was today Trump's first day in court?
Was it? I think so.
Yeah,
I have a hard time remembering his court cases.
And I think they already dismissed all the jurors. And I mean, they're crazy if they think they're never going to get fair jurors sitting on a, I mean, come on. What was the percentage of 80-something percent, isn't it, like in New York, that's like Democrat?
Yeah.
Is that what I, they're
in Manhattan,
never going to get.
Yeah.
And, you know, and they also talked about how, like in the O.J. Simpson course, there was even that gal that admitted she was like, oh, yeah, I lied, you know, when they were interviewing me to become a juror for, she said, I wanted revenge. And she said, I lied to get on the, you know, to get up there, to be able to judge him. And you know that that's going to happen here. I mean, it should be moved. I mean, the freaking judge isn't even going to give him a fair trial.
No, and this is stuff that came out in 2015 that was already over with. They're just inventing stuff.
It just, it's really nuts. So, you know, I just, and when you think about all this, you think about the time, you think about the money, you know, you think about everything that goes into what's going on with him, the court cases and so forth. And it's like, what could, you know, think about what should be having time spent on it. I mean, can you imagine all the other cases out there that are actually, you know, something that we should be concerned about, things that are actually harming people? You know, those are the cases
like
that should be.
Like that killer of the 9-year-old that got released?
Yeah, I mean, that and just, yeah, can you imagine? I mean, yeah. I mean, there's just so much going on right now. I mean, even the thing with the illegal migrants. You know, that, but still, I mean, they're taking up all the resources they're using and the money. It's just ridiculous. I mean, here we go again. The freaking judge and all these people doing this actually need to be put on trial. Everyone is guaranteed a fair trial in this country. I mean, this thing should be thrown out just because of that. But it literally is like we do not have a justice system anymore. The Constitution is ignored. I mean, it's just pretty overwhelming, actually. Speaking of, he's not a Democrat, but did you hear that supposedly that, I don't know what this, I've not seen this word before, so I don't know if I'm going to pronounce this right. Is it emissaries? It says, RFK Jr. says, Trump emissaries ask him to be VP and he declined. So, and then Trump campaign advisor responds, calling Mr. Kennedy a lefty loony that would never be approached to be on the ticket. So now in this situation, I'm going to have to believe that they really did ask him to do that. But, you know, Trump had even, former President Trump approached him about joining his 2024 ticket, but he declined, while a Trump campaign advisor continued to deny the independent presidential candidate's claim. I remember because President Trump, this is, once again, I wish Trump was just sometimes not tweet and not speak. It's like, can you please keep your mouth shut sometimes? But President Trump had commented on Truth Social in late March that he called Mr. Kennedy the most radical left candidate in the race. And that's a little ridiculous. He knows he's not. So it's things like that that I wish Trump, or, you know, I'm just like, why? Why do you open your mouth? I mean, that's what got him in trouble.
I'm thinking here, who else is in the race? I think that Colonel West might be the most radical.
Who is it?
Colonel West. I don't remember what party he's in, but Colonel West.
Okay. So I don't know. But then, let's see. President Trump called Mr. Kennedy a very smart person, noting that he's hit a little bit of a nerve and his heart is in the right place. He's doing really well. I did remember hearing that. I did watch that.
Oh, I remember that.
I don't understand Kennedy, you know, the VP selection. Dumb. But I do think that Kennedy is going to pull a lot of the younger generation. He's pulling them from the Democratic Party. They like him. So if he can at least pull them away from there, that's going to be a plus. That's going to hurt Biden. So right now, most people are truly believing that there's no way that Biden's going to win. I think some do think Kennedy is going to give Trump a run for his money, but I just don't know. His new VP pick, I think, was a mistake. So we'll just have to see what happens, but I just don't believe it was a good thing. And I just, you know, I did it again. Get back here. Get me back down. Let's see, what else?
Anyway, Kennedy could have had any credibility in this race. He would have had a lights out vice presidential pick, and that's not it.
No, I mean, I don't understand, and I wish Trump would pick her up. Tulsi Gabbard.
Allegedly, she turned it down.
She turned it down?
Allegedly, yeah.
Correct.
That would have been a good choice, but they couldn't work it out.
Yeah, because I can see her as president. I mean, she's a strong woman. She's. I think she gets it. So, and, you know, she's been in the military. I mean, I think she would have been a good choice.
Still in the military.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
She's in the reserves.
That's very true. Very, very true. So, I forgot about the other. There was another article, too, that is kind of scary. So colorectal cancer is striking young people. And some new exposures may be fueling it, but it's kind of crazy because according to the data from 2000 to 2020, the incidence rate of colorectal cancer decreased by nearly half. But among young people younger than 50, the rate rose more than 8 per 100,000 people from 6 per 100,000 people. So, I mean, that's just two more people, but it is rising. And I'm wondering, I have to think it's just a lot of it has to do with you know, they eat junk food anymore. Our food is becoming so pathetic. So it says colorectal cancer diagnosed before the age of 50 is known as early onset colorectal cancer. And that's the one that's been increasing, let's see, increase at a rate of 1% to 2%. Oh, okay. So it's still fairly low, but it's one of those that it can easily be affected by diet. So just everybody needs to start paying attention, taking care of their digestive system. Supreme Court allows, Supreme Court, oh, good. Yeah, this was another, so the Black Lives Matter leader, the Supreme Court is not, it says it won't allow Black Lives Matter leader to dodge injury lawsuit. So that's good. They're actually, you know, not going to let him get away with that. It said that on April 15th, Supreme Court refused to take up the appeal of radical activist DeRay McKesson? DeRay McKesson, who was being sued after a policeman was injured at a 2016 protest that Mr. McKesson organized in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. So I wish, you know, that's something still that I don't think a lot of people understand who that organization is and what it's, you know, who backs it and where all the money's going. And I mean, these people, when they jump on these bandwagons for these different organizations, they really, before they need, you know, before they start going gung-ho and thinking they're going to support them, and they really need to do some more research and check out who they really are. Let's see. Another Supreme Court. Oh, I hadn't read this one yet. So Clarence Thomas. Has something happened to Clarence Thomas?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, just says he was not on the bench on Monday as the other eight justices heard arguments with no reason given for his absence. It says Chief Justice John Roberts noted the absence of Justin Thomas at the beginning of the arguments in the first of two cases before the court, but did not offer an explanation. It says the court often gives a reason for a justice's absence, including when a justice is ill. So he is the oldest justice and has served the longest. So I don't know if they're, like, just keeping it hush-hush on purpose. I don't know what's up with that. Because I saw another release that said, you know, was it something about his wife? But I guess I got to try to do some more research to find out what's going on. I didn't know. I thought maybe you might know. So I need to, this one's good. So, you know, if the climate thing was real, what I'm about to tell you guys wouldn't exist. If it was real, why would they be making up a bunch of crap and lying about things? So it says hidden behind climate policies is data from non-existent temperature stations. So basically there are hundreds of ghost climate stations that are no longer operational. Instead, they are assigned temperatures from surrounding stations. So let me get down. I mean, there's so many of them, but they're not operational anymore. So it said, let's see. you know, they're talking about what's causing all this stuff. So, you know, Joe Biden called the climate an existential threat. Let's see, where did it go?
White supremacy and climate change are the biggest threat to America as we get ready for World War III.
Yeah. So okay. The NOAA fabricates temperature data for more than 30% of the 1,218 USHCN reporting stations that no longer exist. So they are physically gone. They don't even exist, but still report data like magic, said Lieutenant Colonel John Schuchik, a certified consulting meteorologist. So the NOAA, is that a government organization? I don't know. I might as well look that up.
Sounds like I never heard of it.
Yeah, it says it's fabricating, the temperature data for more than 30% of them that don't exist. He calls them ghost stations. So you guys, I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, how are they not shutting down these agencies like this and not even prosecuting them? I mean, I guess because there's not been, like, any true harm done yet by them reporting that false information. But, I mean, if people keep buying it, if they keep promoting it, there could be. I mean, because this electric thing, I mean, people can't afford to switch over. And very few people are going to be able to afford to go out and get a freaking electric car. Mm-hmm. It's just not going to happen. So, and oh, by the way, did you hear that the Walmarts are going to go back to having live checkout people?
That's what I heard.
Funny. They thought they could trust people, especially in this day and age. No way. So the fear of anthropogenic global warming has generated a great interest in temperature trends, such that even minute changes in the temperature record are scrutinized. We just can't believe anything we're hearing about the climate stuff. I mean, if you really want to know what's going on, I mean, I'm not saying that there's not harm being done in you know, certain ways, but I don't believe it's coming from where they're promoting. You know, the stuff they're promoting is just to push their agenda. It's not to actually help climate, I don't believe, anyway. But I thought that was interesting. So it's pretty cool that somebody actually discovered that and figured it out. So I'm not sure. Okay, so that NOAA stands for... The NOAA's national, that's not what it is, stand for. Let me see if I can find that. N-O stands for. Oh, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. So I think it is a government organization. Imagine that. Another government organization giving us false information. Imagine that. Wow. Crazy. So, yeah, it says, so this is on the U.S. Department of Commerce site. It says the mission of the NOAA is to provide daily weather forecasts, severe storm warnings, climate monitoring, Oh, boy. It's a science-based federal agency. There we go.
You must be run by Dr. Fraudy.
Yeah, you got to love, you just got to love the federal government. Not, oh, I mean, we just need to do away completely with the federal government. That might solve a lot of our problems. Jeez. Nutso. Nutso, nutso. But anyway. Let's see. Let me get back to this. What's that? Okay, I already did that. That. Yeah, let me see if I can watch this. Judge Clarence. Guys, I watch Clarence Thomas. Well, that's 2022. I hope he's okay. We don't need to lose him, that's for sure. That is for darn sure. Still saying no. Yeah, wait, what's this? This is from Reuters. Not on the bench. Yeah, there did. I guess nobody knows. Keeping that pretty hush-hush.
Well, I also, I heard the rumor about Klaus Schwab, but I can't confirm anything.
Oh, I know. I know. Oh, my. Some of the responses. I mean, oh, it's funny, but it's not funny. But I mean, maybe he'll see, you know, hopefully he'll see some of it and realize what he's doing, but I doubt it. You know, who knows? He may not even have a freaking soul. There's also something they're talking about that the Supreme Court is to hear a landmark J6 appeal that could impact Trump case. It says the case.
Go ahead and finish.
Huh?
It's just not my thing.
Oh, okay. The J6 thing. Okay. Yeah. I don't know. It addresses a portion of the Sarbanes-Oxley Act of 2002 pertaining to the obstruction of official proceedings. But I don't know if they're meaning it's going to help his case or go against it. But I do know they're saying that the CIA had a bunch of stuff on J6 that people, they're just finding out. And I did, so remember the guy that shot Babbitt?
Yeah.
You would not believe how they freaking put him up. Where was it? What did they call the place? They almost treated him like a freaking king. I guess they were protecting him, hiding him. I mean, it's ridiculous what he's getting. They said that police officers don't get, you know, they said after a police officer shoots someone, the treatment they get's awful, not like what this guy's been getting. But anyway, so I don't know if anyone knows this. You may already know this. Africa is a key part of Beijing's silent war against America. So I didn't realize that. Is this something new, or has China always influenced Africa this much?
Wish I knew.
So,
I don't know.
Okay. Oh, I don't know. It's bad. But, you know, I hear these things, but at the same time, I still remember one of the finance guys talking about how that they actually aren't in that great a financial shape either. So I don't know. I mean, who knows? We can't believe anything we hear. So I just don't worry about it. Just don't worry about it. There's nothing we can do. It doesn't help anything. So I just hope we stay out of the war with Israel and Iran. I don't know what's going on with all that crap, but that's a little scary. So let's see. American agriculture. There was another new article. Again, I didn't finish reading this one yet. It's about the U.S.-Mexico dispute over the GM corn safety and how it could transform American agriculture. It says, Mexico says genetically modified corn is a threat to its unique cultural diet and native strains of maize and quite possibly the health of its citizens. That is good to hear. That is really good to hear. I mean, I hope that they truly pay attention to that because, I mean, that's so true. I mean, because, well, I would guess that they eat as much or more corn even than we do. So
I think everybody eats more corn than me.
You don't eat any?
Yeah, that high fructose corn syrup, that's a hard pass.
Yeah, not good, that's for sure. But I'm glad they're standing up for that. It's so crazy. It's like Mexico, they do have a lot of great things, but then they also have the cartel that's just, I mean, it really is dangerous. So, and they say it's just getting worse. I don't know. I don't know what to think. We just, we need to end the freaking genetically modified corn. But I don't know if they, you know, I don't know what they would do now. I really don't know what would happen.
The thing is, Christina, that if they wanted to use GMO corn, because remember, they were trying to use the corn oil in another way for crops and for stuff that's not related to food. So if you wanted to use corn oil to, say, run your car instead of gas, I'm okay with GMO corn. But GMO corn will not run a gas tank. It has to be organic corn only.
Well, and the issue is, and that should tell people right there that there's something majorly wrong with it, and the other issue is, you know, this is why they say there's truly, to have truly organic, non-GMO corn, it's a struggle because, you know, it's pollinated. So, right. I mean, I just remember, you know, I remember years ago, the monarch butterflies, I think it was in Mexico, that so many of them, like, died. And I have no doubt it was probably, you know, the BT corn, because it's very dangerous. And, you know, I don't know if maybe they wised up and no longer would pollinate from that. I don't know what happened, but obviously they haven't found that again, No, that's what people have to understand with plants. It's like, you know, those GMO plants, these toxic plants and all these genetic, the bad ones are out there, and it's like they're going to get pollinated and they're going to get mixed. So that's the thing. I don't know, you know, I'm not sure how that spreads if they pollinate from genetically modified plants. I don't know how that works. So, Not sure. But, God, I'd love to have Dan, would have loved to have had Dan Buettner's job. I loved the Blue Zones, what he did. That's such a cool thing. And to be able to go and to visit and do those things. But, you know, they sacrifice. When you have jobs like that, you truly do. You almost have to pick that over, like, having, like, a family and stuff, because that's not something that you really can do both unless you're, you know, okay with being away from your family quite often. But and there's so many questions still, even with the Blue Zones. You know, he touches on just the food side of it, and like the activity and the community involvement and all that stuff. But they never talk about, like, I am truly curious to know more about those communities, on if they're less vaccinated, you know, or if they do the same schedules. You know, I'd like to know, like, if they actually go to the doctors regularly. There's a few other questions I have, and I wish, I don't know, I've been tempted to try to contact him and ask him if they've ever looked into that side of it. Maybe they don't want to talk about that side of it. I don't know. I really don't know. But, because unfortunately, I think I heard somewhere that he might have taken a shot or two, the gene therapies, which is I was like, oh no, not good. So, but so many people did. There it is. Okay.
Yeah, I guess let's take a break from the action here, and we'll get Mr. Broccoli out of the way, if that's okay. Unless we need to save him for later, but I'd rather do it now.
This episode
pushed my boundaries for how much memory an episode can use.
Oh, okay.
It just barely, if I had another 15 seconds, it would have just crashed and I wouldn't be able to upload.
Oh, really? You timed that one perfectly then.
Well, it's not just time, but there's backgrounds and there's multiple characters and all that eats up memory. So.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so okay. If it was just the wiretap and Broccoli Man, and just one scene and they're not doing anything, I could probably go 25, 30 minutes. But I was thinking I might have had to cut this in half and then put it back together using Shotcut or something, where I'd have a part one and two and then I just put them together. I almost had to do that.
Well, I did notice that this one looked like it had a lot more in it. So now I get what you're saying. I didn't watch the whole thing, but I noticed, like, all the people in it and everything, so.
Yeah.
All right.
So, for those interested, this one is called April 2024 Debate, and it has almost everybody in it, so I didn't even put the names. Do you need the episode, or do you have it?
Oh, no, I got it. I'm ready whenever you are.
Oh, okay. All right, yep. So for those of you out there, you can watch all these videos. There's hundreds of them. You could binge watch. This is on rumble.com, and just look up Broccoli Man. There's tons of them. So let's get started on this episode here. So April 2024 debate. So 3, 2, 1, action.
We'll be right back. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another great debate sponsored by Lies and the Far Mafia Dickles. We have our panel here to tell you how to think correctly and also how to think completely wrong. Just like this loser who we will try to not have talked to you because everything he says is racist, homophobic, and genderist. Mr. Broccoli Man. You fools should not be applauding him at all. Please, everyone, sit out cisgendered heathen.
Martha, you promised that if that yuck said anything, you are going to use a fire hose on him, and then desert him with 120,000 volts of electricity immediately so he can be electrocuted. We simply cannot have that nincompoop telling people to vote for Trump. We need to sell our gene therapies, our freedom microchips, and our lies nickel suicide pods.
In the middle, we have some college students from Southern Hampshire Institute and Technology. These are some of the finest students at SHIT.
You already stop mocking us. SHIT is a great school. You all sound like a bunch of wisenatches.
Hey, you told us there would be no white peoples in here. I hate all white people, them's is way too racist.
And on the end, we have two absolute correct point of view. He's a random person we found off the street. We also found a regular superhero that happens to be in the area. Please welcome in G. Lobolist and his superhero, the Wiretap.
I am going to kill you all with my lies gene therapies we are making in a Wuhan laboratory.
The joke is on all you something luck airs out there booing us. You numbskulls and fuss budgets are still paying for the Wuhan laboratory even as we speak. Dr. Fraud is still making sure our project to kill all you busies is at maximum operation.
Okay, first question. What is the biggest threat to America right now? Broccoli Man, you have 0.8 seconds.
Well, actually I...
That's enough, Broccoli Man. How about you millennials?
I hate white peoples. Them bees is too racist.
Yeah, I want to punch all white dudes in them's bull sacks. That's right, I also agree. White people threaten our democracy. They want to hate on us black transgender people that support communism and they refuse to get gene therapies. As black people are very obedient and support the Democrat Party.
Mike, you know we can all see you, right? You are as white as Donald Trump.
Hey, at least we get our stipends for being trans and being black. I make $20,000 a month for being trans and $5 million a year for being black. That's it, gender at white dude ain't getting ish. Hey, something occur. You need to shut up that face and you need to put a scam on that face. See, that's what I mean. They are too racist and genderist. If it wasn't for white people like that broccoli dude, we would not have climate change.
Mike, the studio audience wants to know. Why are you not getting your black people stipend? Was there something wrong with your paperwork? Did that ever get fixed?
Martha, our biggest problem is that people have stopped taking our gene therapies. They are not dying fast enough. We need to rid the earth of the 99% so we can rule over the remaining pile of rubble and roll out our plans to live forever for only the 1% of the 1% like me.
Don't you mean like us, sir?
No, I clearly state the 1% of the 1% just like me. You are simply my employee and help put my political enemies behind bars.
Next question. Can a woman get a man pregnant? Broccoli Man, you have one word.
No.
Okay, that's enough of your fake news. Millennials, what about you?
My birthing partner Malik is trying to get me pregnant. When they was in the women's prison, they got 2 persons pregnant. But for some reason they cannot get me pregnant. I'm trying as hard as I can to get pregnant so that I can have an abortion after the baby is born. That is so loving and liberal.
We do put AstraZeneca in the water. It helps sterilize people so we can stop population. We are adding GMO to the food so it also helps stop breeding. The chemicals also are turning people gay just like the frogs.
Excellent, G-Libelist. Thank you for your hard work running Lysenica Pharmaceuticals and sponsoring the great debate. Now how many genders are there? Broccoli Man, you have one word.
Two.
Okay, that's a gout of you. We are tired of your white supremacy and lies. Millennials?
I think there are over 100,000 genders. When I filled out my trans type and paperwork, there were at least 1,000 that day. But every day new genders are being found. It is possible that every single animal, human, reptile, and marsupial can each have a gender.
I do not know that answer. But I do know I would like to diddle any and every single thing on F.
That is gross.
You know what is gross, sir? Your face. Why does it not have a bloody scam on that face?
Martha, you need to shut Mr. Broccoli up right this instant. Do I have to shoot him with my gun myself?
Okay, Broccoli Man, you are no longer permitted to speak. You have shared too much truth today.
Thank you, Martha. I have to protect our life maker assets. We do not need that yet making people think about not buying our products.
So last question, what do you think of us having World War III? Millennials?
I just want to kill Republicans.
Yeah, we want to make sure we support Ukraine and Hamas. We want to free Palestine. If you ain't for communism, then we want to blast all you by snitches. We are waiting for Brandon to send us to Iran all over the Middle East to do drag queen story time for the Islam people. We want to give them our freedom. Republicans just refuse to let us promote the trans agenda in Iran.
We want to have World War III, Martha. We want to kill off 99% immediately. Furthermore, our global financial system is about to crash. All monies will be useless as we know it. We want to roll out our cashless society and everyone on the planet will need a Lysenica Freedom microchip in order to conduct business. We will limit what everyone can purchase. All monies will have expiry dates so no one else will ever be able to build up wealth. All you dolts and something dark airs will eat Z-bugs and owns nothing.
I will never get a microchip. There is no such thing as a Freedom microchip.
Martha, you need to shut this broadcast down. I need to shoot Mr. Broccoli in the head with my gun. We do not want to broadcast this on the smell-o-vision so I can say I did not do it.
Come try it. My uniform bounces off all bullets and nuclear explosions.
Martha, can we please have security come disrobe this green dude live on TV? I do want to get a photograph of this guy's kumquats and his ice cream cone. I also want to take the Q-tip from the American Gladiator show and shove that up so far up his bunghole so I can check him for COVIDs. Afterwards we can get this fuss budget to COVID's gene therapy in front of the entire planet.
Can we go now? I need to go to China Mart and steal a bunch of stuffs on the way home. I need my four-finger discount.
Yeah, if Governor Grusin says we can steal the ish, I am gonna steal all the ish.
Okay, everyone, that is all for tonight. Thank you for sounding and do not forget to buy your lies and like a suicide pods.
Okay, Mr. Broccoli, come out here and let me put some lead right up your bunghole.
All right, so that's an episode.
That was a really good one. I really enjoyed that one. That was funny. I like the SHIT University.
Well, you know they've good. Always gone there.
Yeah, I know, but I never really paid attention to it as much like that. That was good.
Very good. So, I am. Do you? Well, you guys don't really have. You don't have ticks out there, do you?
I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't think I've seen any, but I can't say.
I started to say. I think because it's. I guess because it's drier out there, you guys probably don't have them. But I have a friend who pulled one off his foot, and it was little bitty, and now he's got a blister. I don't know. I tell you, they, I looked up a little bit of information about them. Man, they can carry a lot of nasty stuff. Ticks are, ugh, gross little insects. Gross little parasites, I guess you'd call them. But, so you were, see, what was it you showed me you were going to, there was something else you were going to talk about or play or whatever. Let's see what it was.
Yeah, let me see. I'll look too. I did grab a bunch of
things. Yeah,
which one? Oh, the squatter?
The squatter thing, because that's the one, I mean, that's, New York and California are both, like, just literally letting people take over people's homes, aren't they?
Yeah.
And I remember, what was it? One of them was where, like, they turned off, I don't remember all of it, but it's just crazy to think that they can get away with that. Mind blowing. So,
yeah, it's just crazy that it's perfectly okay just for someone to come in whenever they want and they can live there for not have to pay any bills.
I mean, I'm sorry, but the mentality of the Democratic Party and this kind of stuff that they're allowing, it's just, it's literally cuckoo. I mean, it's so stupid. And, you know, it's like these people that are accepting this thinking that, oh, yeah, it's good, you know, to not let people build wealth and let everybody be equal. It's like, do you really think that the elite, the people up at the top, you really think they're not going to have their wealth? I mean, and they probably, I don't know, I guess, if they're too stupid to think about that or they just don't care, but it's crazy.
So in case you needed to know, So the WNBA draft just happened.
Oh, yeah?
And Caitlin Clark went number one.
Yes.
Just in case you needed to know.
She's incredible. And I like somebody tried to start some stuff kind of what they're saying, you know, well, why don't you go try out for men's basketball? And she's like, no, that's why we have NBA and – you know, the women's NBA. She's like, there's no need for that. You know, they were trying, and she's like, no. So I, it's good to know that I think she's pretty level-headed, you know. But, yeah, she broke the record for men and women with most points scored.
Yeah,
awesome.
In only 3 years.
Yeah, that's great.
She could have went back to school for her senior year, but she declined.
Wow. I wonder if she ever misses the three-pointers. It's crazy.
Well, there are a few teams, seriously, that are talking about drafting her in the second round.
Yeah. Yeah, I have no doubt.
So we'll see, but she'll become the best player in the WNBA. But I wouldn't be mad if she makes the NBA. I have to admit, I'd like to see, even if she can come off the bench for 5 minutes a night and then shoot some baskets and make a few million dollars a year more than what she'd make in the WNBA.
Well, yeah.
Just to see if it could be done.
Yeah, but how are you going to do that? She's going to have her own locker room. You know, it's not like she can be in there with the guys. So, I mean, I guess they could.
Hey, whatever they decide. So if Caitlin Clark wants her $9 million a year or whatever it is compared to $1 million a year for the WNBA, I guess you have to live with it. I don't know. I don't know the right answer.
Yeah, I don't know. But it sounded like that's, you know, I don't know. I don't know if that's that important to her. But I guess we'll find out. I hope she stands her ground. And
well, keep in mind, in the locker room, even while they're changing, they do have male and female reporters in the locker rooms.
Yeah, but I'm just saying she's not going to want a bunch of guys looking at her. You know what I mean?
No, I get that. But
yeah.
The thing is, if there's high security and there's reporters around and all that, maybe it doesn't make a difference. I don't know the answer.
Yeah. So true.
I don't know.
I get it.
I'm not saying yes or no. I'm completely even. I'm right down the middle of the road there.
Yeah, she's a phenomenon, though. I mean, she's it's pretty cool. Really, cool.
I guess that's the big question. So if you were to make $1 million a year in the WNBA, but you had to change in a men's locker room with high security and reporters going in and out and among your male teammates and you were making $10 or $12 million a year, is it okay for you to say, okay, this is a professional business and we're here to do a job. I don't care if somebody accidentally sees something. And not everybody will answer the same way, so I don't know.
Right, that's true. I guess it would depend on like what's important to her. I guess the enjoyment of the game. You know, is she one of these that's going to want to be in there more and play a lot? Or like you said, just come off the bench to shoot a few shots? You know, I guess it will just have to kind of see what's important to her.
Is Caitlin Clark an NBA starting player that could win Rookie of the Year? Absolutely not. But can she play a reserve role and maybe carve out a nice career for her and make a lot of money and gain fame in the meantime? Absolutely.
Because now she's 6 foot.
Yeah.
But in the NBA, aren't most of them like closer towards the 7 foot or no?
Well, they have different positions. So the centers are the tallest guys on the team. The forwards are the mid-range people, and they could be anywhere from like 6'3 to 6'10. And some centers are actually 6'10 because it's hard to – you can't teach height. There's only so many 7-foot players to go around. And the guards are anywhere from, say, 5'10 to 6'4.
Okay.
So,
I don't know.
People that are her size would be guarding her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're not going to put Victor Wembanyama, who's like 7'4", up against her. That's not going to happen.
That's what I was trying to. I didn't realize. So I mean, so yeah, if they're not going to just swallow her, then I guess. Yeah, might work. You just never know. I mean, she obviously is a great player.
Yeah.
But she was
but
on
that, that would
Saturday
be the
night.
Extent of her career in the NBA, would be she's coming off the bench as a backup, and she would be just shooting a bunch of three-pointers and hoping they go in.
Yeah, she was funny. She was cute too. I don't know if you watch Saturday Night Live. I usually don't, but I did this this past weekend, and part of it was stupid, and then, but there were was a little bit of it that was actually kind of funny again. But
I saw one skit on YouTube,
yeah.
And I thought it was pretty funny that skit with Cuba Gooding Jr. with the Beavis and Butthead.
Yes, that one was funny. Yes, and then she was on there too, which was kind of funny.
Yeah.
So, but that was the first time I've watched that, and I can't remember when. And I probably won't watch it again for a while. But I did.
Yeah, I know. It was many years since I watched an episode. The last episode I saw, there was a couple of regulars that I liked. One was a guy named Pete Sweaty, and he had a meatball making business. And they were called Sweaty Balls.
Oh, that's funny.
And then there was a furniture store by a couple of Indian people, like India from New Delhi, India, for example, not the Cherokees, but the
right.
big country. And they had a store called Sofa King. And they would have stuff like, I'm not just tired, I'm Sofa King tired.
Jeez. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I mean, Saturday Night Live, they used to have, it used to be great a long time ago. But
they got
I
too
don't know.
Politically one-sided. It's okay to bash Trump as long as you're bashing the other party as well.
Yeah.
When you're that blatant with it, you lose an audience.
But don't you remember when they had Trump on there before he ran for president? They thought he was funny, thought he was great.
Right.
I'm like, yeah. So, oh, yeah, when they started getting political, I was like, oh, yeah, nope, I'm done. No more. So, like, it's very...
if they're still bashing Trump, then they should be bashing O'Biden at the same time to make it fair.
Yeah, why haven't they? I mean, as pathetic and bad as Biden has been, why haven't they been? I mean,
yeah,
because
like
I don't think they
limits.
Do. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he gets a free pass.
Yeah.
So.
And he's so
easy.
You could have 90 minutes of jokes writing themselves.
Oh, my God. So many. I mean, the skit, that one thing I just sent you that I messaged you with on Blaze, that was a bunch of little shorts of all the stupid things he said, of like how he's, you know, all the different nationalities.
You know what? I wanted to download that. I didn't do that yet. Yeah, the funniest one was when he said it was Puerto Rican.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, and that's real. I mean, they could have a heyday with his stuff. It would be hilarious. They might lose a few viewers, but they'd pick up some new ones. So.
Well, and the thing is that 10 years, maybe 12 years ago, when they played both sides, people would accept it because, hey, they're making fun of him and they're making fun of me.
Exactly.
So
yep.
It's even. But now you play 15 clips against Trump and one against Brandon, and they're like, well, why did you play a Brandon clip? Because it's so uneven that it offends people when they do anything.
Yes.
When they should just come out and say, look, we're going to play 8 of this guy and 8 of that guy, and if you don't like it, that's too bad. People watch it because it fights both sides. That's what comedy is supposed to be about.
Yeah, exactly. I completely agree. So, completely agree. And it, I don't know why they won't do it. So, well, I guess I do know why. Because I think most of them on the show are the liberal idiots. So, I think maybe a couple of them aren't.
I just think it'd be funny if somebody would hit the gene therapies.
Yeah, they don't even joke about that. Probably because they've all had them. But there's so many funny things. I mean, can you imagine them doing the skit where he's falling up the stairs? I mean, there's just so many of them.
Or how he lost his crack last July at the White House.
Yeah.
You're telling me that wouldn't be funny?
Hunter's laptop? Come on.
Yes.
Or just Hunter in general, all this stuff. I mean, they love to be, you know, do the, that's why I said they can't, sometimes it seems like they can't be funny anymore without being sexual or, you know, kind of gross a lot of the time. And I'm like, can't they figure out a way to be funny without that stuff? It's like, you know, you'd think they'd want to take Hunter's and run with it. But of course not. So I, you know, the thing too about now bringing up Hunter, and I just saw some more stuff again about, you know, they're posting again about what's his sister's name with the diary.
Oh, Ashley.
And yeah, so it is funny when you listen to the recording of when she called, let's see, who was it? Oh, the reporter. So the lady found the diary, and then the reporter gave it, you know, to the reporter. And then Ashley called the reporter. And, you know, you probably heard the recording, and it's like, I don't know. It was just kind of weird the way the whole thing went down. But, and now it's kind of hush-hush. So, I don't know. Those kids are kind of messed up. So, who knows? Who knows if what she said is true? But.
Well, I tend to trust her more than I would Hunter.
Well, yeah, that's true.
That's all right, true. So let's play your Blaze TV stuff here.
Oh,
it's about four
okay.
minutes.
Okay, yeah.
Our fearless leader, Joseph Robinette Biden, he had a big weekend. He was out doing wonderful things. But this is just a quick reminder of who this man is, this powerful, wonderful, brilliant man. Check it out.
I was sort of raised in the Puerto Rican community. I had a very close relationship with the Greek-American community.
Greek-American,
Joe Bidenopoulos. I grew up
Greek.
In a heavily Irish,
Irish.
Community in Scranton,
Catholic.
Pennsylvania, and a
heavily
Italian, Polish community.
I got raised in the black church. He knows I'm not kidding.
The Persian
church.
Culture is amazing. As a student of the Persian culture,
I probably
culture?
Went
Persian
to shul
culture.
More than many of you.
I come out of the black community.
I have
your background. My family is Irish American. Not fundamentally unlike the Palestinian people.
I might say raised in synagogues in my state.
Synagogues.
Town is either
okay.
Polish or Italian.
Yeah.
I grew up feeling self-conscious. My name didn't end in an SKI.
I was raised in the neighborhood.
Bidenopoulos.
I felt self-conscious. My name didn't end in O.
That's kind of how I was raised. Like so many
unreal.
He
thinks he's so cute.
Irish heritage.
In HBCU, in your home state, Mr. President.
Let me tell you, forget about it. That's where I got raised. Man.
Just like rabbis, synagogues, and Jewish community centers in your hometown, that's the tradition I got raised. Hard-working people, the middle class, the neighborhoods I got raised in. I was raised on GM. I was raised by Danny Noe. I was raised by a righteous Christian. I got raised on automobiles.
Wow. I mean, that's jaw-dropping. So that's who
yeah.
he is, all right? That he really nailed it there, didn't he? He is everything
Americana.
To everyone.
Americana.
Wow. That's embarrassing. Come on now. I'm just embarrassed
Americana.
For you.
Americana.
That is crazy. Let's see. The Biden family used to be, also this is something he didn't cover in that montage, but they were watermen in Baltimore back in the mid-1800s. Oh, okay. Let's see that.
By the way, folks,
uh-huh.
I say to my dad, Dad, they're mispronouncing Balmer. My dad and the Biden, please sit down. The Biden family goes all the way back to being watermen in this bay for a long, long time, back
what?
In the mid-1800s.
Wait,
they were what? They were watermen in this.
Okay, so he's Polish, Greek, Italian, Irish, Jewish, Black.
Puerto Rican.
Puerto Rican.
Persian.
Persian.
I hadn't heard the Persian one before.
A waterman. Now they're watermen? What the hell's a waterman?
And he's a semi-driver, right?
Truck driver, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he was offered a job at Boise Cascade as a lumberjack. I mean, the guy has been everything in his life.
So all the way back, our family, Waterman.
Waterman. Yeah, back in Baltimore, hon. Danny Baltimore, hon.
That's awesome.
What is a waterman?
That's what makes...
Do you know what a waterman
is? They make sure
that there's
everything's
water?
Okay in the water. What are you talking about?
Okay, that was just stupid of me. Sorry, that was a dumb question.
Wow.
All right, so that's your clip there.
I do still wonder, what is a freaking waterman? What are they talking about?
Oh, I don't know. I never tried looking for it.
Maybe it's just a made-up thing. Who knows? But that was pretty funny. Persian. Palestinian. I remember he said it was like a Palestinian. Didn't he say that too?
Yes.
Oh, jeez. Funny. Funny.
But there are people that believe every word he says. I want to play that squatter clip that I showed you.
Okay.
So it's more of a visual, and the people in the audience probably will get bored of it, but I gave you the clip, so we'll try to sync up. Let me know when you have it.
Okay, I've got it. Oh, let me open it, though. Yeah, hold on. I didn't have it opened yet. And we'll wait. I got to get through the advertisement. Hold on. Okay. Skip. Okay. I'm ready now.
Okay.
Whenever you are.
Sounds good. I'll go ahead and count down. So 3, 2, 1, action.
On June 18th, 2021. Officers responded to a call about a woman trying to claim residency in a vacant apartment.
Now I want to press charges because I paid somebody to stay here. That's your problem.
Bro.
I've been here more than 30 days, put in an
Stop. Listen to me.
Listen, no, honey. You listen to me because
to me.
You know I've been here more than 30 days,
Stop.
Almost 30 days. You
Stop.
Feel me?
Are you done?
You got me f***ed up. You're not going to come here and do this.
Ma'am.
All right? And I told you. See, I'm a self-represented litigant. You feel
Ma'am.
Me? So I will take
Stop.
Your ass to court.
Listen to me.
Yes.
Get your stuff and get out.
I'm not getting my stuff, and I'm not going anywhere.
With the officer there, the landlord requested the woman be immediately removed from the apartment building.
I'm not trespassing you. I can give you my lease.
Stop.
Hey! Ow! Come out!
Get your hand on your back. Get your hand. You stay up right there. Don't you dare come up here. You hear me?
I can't
you stay your ass right there. Stop it. Give me Trent, if I can fight in a woman off this tall street. Stop! Give me the other hand. Give me your other hand. You're going to jail too, so come here. Come here. You're being arrested too. Come up here.
What the? You better. Jim! Let me go! Let me go!
Stop it.
Let me go! Let me go!
Stop it.
Let me go!
Stop it. Listen to me. Listen to me. You are trespassing on private property. You refuse to leave. Now you're being arrested for resisting without violence and trespassing.
Let me go. Let me go. Let me go.
Let me go. Complaint is right there at the top of the screen. Thank you.
Yo! Yeah! Let me go, bro. Bro, I paid somebody to be there.
Do you have anything on you?
No.
It will be a charge if I find something.
I don't do drugs.
Do not do that.
Are you fucking crazy, bitch?
Stop.
Forget. Let's just put her in the car. I don't care.
Let me go. Go get my phone. Go get my phone. They got all my shit.
Right. Put her in the car.
Have
a seat. Have a seat.
What do you have on you?
I don't have anything.
In the car.
Okay, stop pushing me.
Get in the car. Now.
Okay.
Sit up. And sit in a seat like a grown woman.
Okay.
You kicking and fighting is not
helping
you at
all. I gotta get in. Wait, look.
Put your foot in.
Yo.
You kicking at me is not helping your situation.
My radio done messed up again.
That's fine. Yeah, during the struggle, that crap pipe fell out.
Thank you,
sir.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you
for your support. Thank you.
This is my sergeant. He showed up after the fact.
I'm going to go and call Investigator Bartholomew on the burglary case that they have on her currently.
Gotcha.
Add that charge or not right now.
Do you want me to go back to my vehicle?
Yeah, okay. You can go back there and join him. I'm good here staying with him.
I got your phone, and I got your shoes.
You have me. Why you did that to me?
What if I said I thought maybe she had a gun or something like that? Would that?
She's already been arrested for that. They released her after she got arrested for the warrant she had.
7-1-5-4. Imagine that. They released
her. There was people in there. He came earlier this week. There was no one there. That's why he went in there to do work, because it was vacant. And they broke the window last week during a domestic kind of thing going on here. We get here. There's nobody here, but we've seen these same two in and out.
Has she re-entered here then? Is this the boyfriend's old apartment?
There's no connection to it at all from what we could tell. The tussle started, and I got her pinned, and that's when I called for help.
Well, absolutely the crazy thing is, apparently whenever you went, as you're going hands-on, I called you on the radio. I don't know if you heard that.
I didn't.
You would have been busy.
Yeah, I was a little busy.
I, no kidding, 5 seconds, 10 seconds before you teed up, I called you. Police 243-313,
and
it was dead air. And then it was the, you key up, hear her scream in the background asking for 64.
There you go.
And I was like, man,
timing. I'll have you a report.
I'll stay here watching that while you talk to her.
Yeah, I'll be done in 5 minutes.
All
right. Yeah, go ahead, boss. Thank you.
Please, God, protect me. Bro, do you know who I am? Do you know who I am? I'm blazing, bro. My name is the book of beer. God know me, bro. Right. Even if I don't know him, bro, God know me.
All right, Miss Williams.
I know who I am, bro.
Williams.
I ain't no criminal,
hey.
No, bro.
Listen, it's all over.
I know.
I got your shoes here.
It's not
I got your
over,
cell phone,
bro.
And I got your mask.
It's not over.
Are you going to get out of the car for me?
No.
You're not going to get out of the car?
No, bro.
You're going to make me go get all these
don't
people out here to come
don't
get
don't put your hands on me no more, my man.
Get out of the car.
Don't put your hands on me
get
no more, my
car.
Guy. For real. All
right. You got it. Sorry, I was waving at you, but we can't talk with all the glass. So I had to fight her to get her in cuffs to get her in the car. So now she don't want me to get out of the car. I think she just got released a couple days ago for trespassing and stuff. It's unlocked. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, my man better not put his hands on me no more. You feel me? You better not put your hands on me
thanks,
no buddy. More, bro. You ain't even a black man, bro. You don't ever put your hands on me. You feel me? Bro, I love you, my guy, but don't put your hands on me no more, man. You feel me? Hey.
on drugs where they just can't be logical at all. It's like, I mean, at some point they have to know they're going to get arrested. Why don't they just stop? I mean, all she had to do was cooperate. I mean, she wasn't
right.
Even going to get arrested. They just asked her to leave. Ay, ay, ay. I saw it. There was something else I was watching, it's on YouTube, it's those cop things, and some woman, forget what it was, they were just like this police officer, being very reasonable and just asking to turn around, you know, and they just, you know, no, they wouldn't do it. They started
shoving and slapping, and it's like, really? You think you're not going to get arrested when you start doing that stuff? So it just, it's crazy. It's almost like they want to be arrested, but and she
well,
just,
they
I
have,
mean, just
they,
like.
They think they have liberal privilege.
Yeah, and just, I mean, people need to watch that video, because if you just go by what she's saying, they're going to think that that officer was, like, being rough with her or abusing her, or, and he did no such thing. He didn't shove her. He didn't touch her. I mean, he didn't do anything out of line with her. And when she was saying, I can't breathe, it's like, dude, you're on your side. You're breathing just fine. I mean, you know, that's something I hope Trump keeps his mouth shut about some of that kind of stuff. Because I heard him talking the other day about saying something again about the, was it George Floyd? Was that his name?
Yes.
Okay. Saying, should we reopen that? And I'm like, don't go there right now. I'm like, just leave that out right now. You know? Because it's like, you don't have to talk about that for any of us that are going to, you know, vote for you. It's like, that is so irrelevant. It's like, all you're going to do is if you're bringing that up to try to bring other people over, he's going to be better off keeping his mouth shut about it. But anyway, it's hard for him to do. So I guess we still don't have any idea who his VP is going to be, though, right?
Not really.
So weird. I just, I mean, I guess it's kind of good if he's really thinking about it and hopefully going to.
Yeah, but who do you think's going to be Brandon's vice president? Is it still Kamala?
Oh, boy.
Probably.
They almost have to, but, oh, it's a stupid move.
Big Mike's not interested. He is a nice lady, but he's not interested.
Thank God. Jeez. Still doesn't mean they're not calling the shots, though. Hillary's probably still calling the shots.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt. So, I wonder, remember the Arizona rancher that was on trial, of course, for defending his own property from a migrant?
Yes, in Arizona, yes.
Yeah, did anything ever come about with that?
I thought he was found guilty.
Oh, are you serious? Oh, my gosh.
I think that was like two weeks ago.
That is crazy. Ugh. I didn't know he was found guilty. That's awful. Jeez. Unbelievable. So Supreme Court allows Idaho to enforce law blocking sex change procedures for minors.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. I did, what was I watching? And they were talking about a military. There was a gal from the military talking about this, and she was talking about how she's saying some of them actually go in there just so as they can get the transgender surgery.
Yeah.
So basic, okay, and then, and you know, they were, I mean, that's just, the things that are going on right now, they're just so unbelievable. They truly are. It's like, pinch me,
please pinch me again and again, because there's so many things that make me just want to wake up from this nightmare. I don't know. But so it looks like, oh, and I saw that, isn't it Idaho that that part of Oregon is wanting to join them, right? Is that the right state I'm thinking of?
Yes. I don't know what it became of that, but I you are right.
A bunch of counties
in Oregon want to move to Idaho.
Yeah, I think they're still trying, but I don't know if it's happened yet. So, but so it says the court allowed the Vulnerable Child Protection Act, a state law forbidding so-called gender-affirming care for minors, to take effect pending appeals. You know, because like they were talking when they were discussing that, like about how the military people do it, it's like, you know, because I'm sure our tax dollars are the ones that are paying for all this. And the thing of it is, it doesn't stop. It's like, you know, that is something that they will have to take medications for the rest of their lives. And more than likely, they'll require more and more medications. I mean, it's never ending. And our tax dollars are the ones probably funding it. So, but I've been Marcus and Kara from the Healthy Life in Vegas. He's been talking a lot lately about like the HRT, the hormone replacement therapy, and you know, it's still a pretty big thing where people, you know, going through menopause or afterwards, and they're having all these issues, so they go and, you know, do the hormone replacement therapy. But, and I know my doctor one time explained this to me, and he basically was saying the same thing, you know, we're abundant in hormones, especially women, as far as like estrogen and that, because when you're younger, you know, you're in childbearing age and you need those hormones. But he said, you know, afterwards, after childbearing age, he's like, you don't need all that estrogen. So basically when your ovaries stop producing it, you know, it switches to your adrenals, and your adrenals give you the estrogen you need, but you just don't need near as much. So people need to realize that. It's like we're not supposed to have an abundance of all of our hormones for our entire life. It's not necessarily going to prolong your life. In fact, I think it would probably do the opposite. I think people misunderstand that whole thing and thinking that, you know, losing my abundant hormones is going to make me older. It's like, well, no, that's not necessarily. It's like you're getting older and you just don't need as many of them. But saying that, people also have to understand that, like, if you do have, like, fat cells will produce estrogen. So if you have a lot of fat cells, you probably are going to have too much estrogen after, you know, childbearing years. And you just have to, it's in the foods we eat. I mean, it's the cheese, you know, the dairy is loaded with it. Obviously meats can be too, but I think the meats or the dairy in that is probably the worst. But there's proof. I mean, there's women. I mean, I didn't have really much of a issue going through, you know, the change. And I think most women don't, that consume a lot of plant-based food, healthy food. So
It's just that I think people need to be, stop being afraid of it and just make wiser choices in how they eat when the time comes. But I definitely do not recommend the hormone therapy or replacement therapy. None of the hormones, even the bioidenticals, they're still not exactly what, you know, your body produces. So I don't know. I think it's another way to make money. Because they do. They make a ton of money.
What's your usual vitamin regimen? What vitamins are you big on right now?
The only two vitamins that I supplement with is vitamin D, and I do take B12. But as far as
vitamin K to go with the D?
No, because I eat a lot of greens. I eat a lot of greens, and my vitamin C I don't worry about because I do a ton of citrus and other juices and stuff. But I eat lots and lots of veggies. So I get plenty of protein like through beans and different things. So, and rice. But I do astragalus sometimes just because it's one of those Chinese medicine herbs. Astragalus is just a good immune booster. But yeah, I can't say that I think that's about all I take right now. Years ago I did a lot more, but I do have my vitamin D up, so that was good. And I just did the Now vitamin D. I think it's the one that I think they use lanolin oil.
Okay.
I know it's not a vegan one, but I know it worked years ago when I took it, and it's working again. So it I can tell people that the Now vitamin D, and I think I was taking, you can get the 5,000 IU or the 10,000, and I was taking like 20,000 a day to try to get it up, and it worked. So I think somebody can easily take 5 or 10,000 IUs a day and be fine.
Now, I think in the winter you have to double up. You can get away with doing less in the summer as long as you go outside.
Yeah, very true. Very true. But I had it up. It's at 60 now, so I'm going to try to get it up a little bit higher. Years ago, I think I had it up at like, it was like at 120, and the doctor was like, you need to back down. And I was like, okay. So, but I think it, you know, I was younger and I was taking the vitamin D and I still ate meat and did all that stuff. So I was getting a little bit too much. So, but I just, I still know, you know, and the thing of it is Dr. Morse even says once, and I still have never done this. If I would truly ever go on a raw diet for a whole month, I think I might have to do it 2 months. I don't know. But to where my body truly cleaned everything out, you know, all the cells and everything, the lymphatic system, I would be curious to see if I would need to take the vitamin B12 and the D and stuff anymore, because he says that a lot of times the B12, if you're on a raw diet, sometimes you don't even have to do it because your body's so clean. It has to do with the gut bacteria, and somehow you get the B12. So I don't know, but I think most vegetarians, especially vegans, I think most of them do take B12 to be safe.
but are you, so are you still taking?
Oh yeah. I'm big into vitamins right now. I just started CoQ10 and I'm going to start doing Moringa tomorrow.
Yeah, Moringa, I think that would be good because that's, I always like things that are like just a whole food base. You know, a Moringa is just a plant. So,
right.
So yeah, I think that's good. I think as long as you do all, you know, if you're going to take vitamins, I always tell everyone you definitely need to get it from a whole food. You know, the vitamin D, I know that's not necessarily what I'm taking right now with vitamin D, but vitamin D is a little bit different. It's not so easy to get from just like a whole food blend. But most of the other vitamins, yeah, it's perfectly fine to get them that way. I mean, I know my daughters both talk about, you know, being on the prenatal vitamins, and, you know, they always notice that when they're on them, they like would never get sick. And it's because, they're getting all the vitamins and everything that they need. And they didn't ever take the, the prescribed ones from the OBGYNs. They just always took New Chapter or one of the whole food based ones. And, it worked great. So, in fact, I would tell most people to not take the ones from their doctors because they're probably synthetic. You know, anything that comes out of a pharmacy, it's not going to be ground up food-based vitamins.
I'm still looking to heal my skin from my episode from last year. So I have resveratrol that I'm going to try after I see what CoQ10 does for me. But I've been supplementing I've been eating a ton of black grapes recently.
Of black grapes?
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay.
Well, it's supposed to help with skin, so I'm all about that.
Well, it is, and you know which I've learned this obviously from Dr. Morse, and it's like people have to realize that sometimes, you know, no matter what you supplement with, no matter what you do, until you really let the body, you know, kind of give it a break and be very, just put in it the raw foods and stuff and let it truly cleanse at a cellular level, it's not going to begin the healing. So undoubtedly you still have some lymph congestion down there that needs to be loosened up and, you know, pulled out of there. Have you done anything ever with castor oil poultices or whatever or anything like that?
Castor oil. I'm on mixing turmeric with black seed oil right now.
Okay. The only other thing is
black seed oil.
Yeah, I've heard that. So your liver obviously is tied to your skin. So what you could do is go get you a good bottle of organic castor oil and make you a little, just get you a towel, cotton towel, and at night put a couple tablespoons on it, and then on the outside of it put so you're going to put the wet side against your liver, fold it up and put it on your liver, and then put a piece of plastic or something on the outside of the towel and somehow wrap something around you to hold that in place while you sleep all night. And literally that will help pull toxins out of your liver. You could do that for a few days. I mean, maybe try to do some herbs to try to clean up the liver a little bit more. Because I know I know liver isn't, it's still a little bit of an issue with me ever since I had COVID.
Right.
My, I used to not have, be so like dark under my eyes. And I do know that that was one of the big things I noticed was after I had COVID, my eyes, were darker than usual under them and a little bit puffier than usual because I never really had puffiness. So I the puffiness has gotten better, but I'm still kind of dark. And so I know my liver still needs to be cleaned out more. So I've got to do that too. And I've got the castor oil. And I will tell you, when I use the pads, I just haven't ever used them for like a whole month. You know, I haven't used it like I should, as long as I should. But I do know when I use it for a couple of days in a row, it does improve things a little bit. So that'll even help with like digestion. So I will tell any of the listeners out there that, you know, the castor oil is great. You don't have to drink it like like back in the olden days when parents would make kids have a swig of it. If they couldn't go to the restroom, oh, this stuff had to be nasty. But yeah, you can just, like I said, make a little bit of a poultice and you know, put it over the liver and leave it on all night or whatever, or leave it on for an hour during the day or something. But it can help a bit.
I tried to use something called the cleaner to try and do a detox. It did nothing for me. I couldn't believe it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I've never truly done it yet, but I have to say the people I know that have truly done the raw food plant-based for like, you know, 21 days, 30 days, whatever, I mean, generally some pretty drastic things happen. You know, it's pretty interesting. So I am, especially when, you know, people don't realize that in your digestive system, on the walls of your colon, most people have a mucoid plaque, and people don't know it until they do these really deep cleanses, because it actually starts, you know, coming out with the cleanse. And they say that it's like a dark, I think, really dark, almost black type sticky substance. It's weird. So, and you know, somebody the other day was talking, you know how everybody talks about how they do these gallstone cleanses and they get all these gallstones out?
Yeah.
So I was listening to a guy and it made complete sense because he was like, wait a minute. He said, the gallstone is very small, or the gallbladder is very small. And he said, when people show that they got all these things out of their gallbladder, he's like, how is that possible? How could that tiny gallbladder have all those gallstones in it? So I don't know. I thought that kind of makes sense. But I know... I think, was it Dr. Morse that said, or one of the cleanses they were saying that some of those gallstones are in the liver. So I don't know. I got to do the deep cleanse one of these days. Oh, really? Maybe I will do it and start in May. We will see. But.
Yeah. So for right now, I'm going to up my vitamin C. I'm going to, I haven't been eating as much fruit lately just because I was worried about my blood sugar, but I've been so good for so long. I feel like I could take a hit if I have to, because I've been good with that.
Well, so your blood sugars are still okay?
Oh yeah, they're not bad at all.
Okay, well, and you know,
as long as you're not, you don't eat a high fat, you don't eat a lot of high fat foods, do you?
Not usually, because my that's one of my trigger foods is high fat.
Okay, because, you know, that's what, I think I've talked about that before too. It's like it, with diabetes, it's not just the sugar. It's the fact that if you're loading your body up with a lot of high fat food, you know, the fat will can block the insulin receptors to where the when you're consuming
right.
the sugar, it can't get in there. So so anyway,
if I end up doing something with high fat, I have to really load up on fiber in order to offset it.
I gotcha.
And then I hope for the best.
Yeah. Yeah, I just it scares me to do high fat. I know too many people with, you know, heart problems and stuff, and I don't know. It's scary to me. I just always remember, you know, that the thing that makes sense to me that Dr. Morse teaches that the blood is like the kitchen. So, you know, when we're eating and digest, when you basically you digest, you absorb, you utilize, and you eliminate, and all four of those have to be working well. But you know, so your blood, when you're absorbing, it's going into the blood, and that's feeding you, that's feeding your cells. So, and then if you're eating things that's going to have a lot of acid ash, you know, those cells are eliminating and they're dumping it into your lymphatic system. So it's important to keep that lymphatic system as clean as we can. And I do know that the grapes, the citrus, you know, lemon, those are the type things that truly clean up the lymphatic system. So, you know, if you want to stay away from, and people have to remember the bitters. Bitters are always good for you, the bitter fruits, but if you're having digestive issues. But if you, you know, if you're afraid of the citrus load, I don't know if citrus bothers your blood sugars, but if so, load up more on lemons, you know.
It doesn't. You could have a grapefruit or a tangerine. It's not really going to do much.
Okay, well, good. But the grapes are a very healing food, that's for sure. That's for darn sure.
Yeah,
like I said,
are the blacks though. I like black,
yeah.
Then red. The greens are I'll eat them, but they're my least favorite.
Yeah, you're right. The other ones I think have more flavor too. I love the little like champagne grapes. Oh, those are delicious. But it's hard to find grapes with seeds in them anymore.
No, I know the globe grapes. Yes.
It's crazy.
But I did notice, Christina, that right now I'm not absorbing enough of my vitamins that I'm happy about. I'm not absorbing right, so I've been trying to look for new ways to get better absorption.
Okay. That's important. That can also obviously be why you're struggling to heal that place, because obviously, if the absorption's off, then yeah, your blood's not getting that nutrition to feed your cells. Are you having any stomach issues? Any like bloating or nausea or anything?
My stomach does not hurt at all.
I wonder what's going on. Why you're not absorbing?
I wonder if that's why the cleaner didn't work, because that's supposed to work wonders, and it did nothing.
Interesting.
It's supposed to be a 7-day cleanse. I took it for 5 days. It did nothing. I figured, why waste it? I still have enough if I want to do another run. So I didn't just do it one day and quit, but I figured if it's a 7-day cleanse and I did 5 days, I may as well fold up and try again soon.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I know Dr. Morse has a liver and skin. He has some herbs, but I mean, you can always do the kidney filtering test with the mason jar. Your first urine in the morning, you know, go in the jar, put the lid on it, let it set a few hours, and look and see if you have any sediment in it, because you want to. If it's just clear, that means you need to work on your kidneys, that they need to be filtering better. Because that's the key everybody has to realize, is you have to start from the bottom and go up, you know. It's like the most important elimination part is your kidneys. And so if they're not functioning like they should be, eliminating the sediment and the stuff from your lymphatic system,
I'm more convinced because I had liver issues in the past. I'm just wondering if there's some blockage there, or it's too fatty, or there's something in my liver. And I have liver cleanse stuff. I've done it before, and then I've been okay for a while. So it's probably what I'm going to go back to. But I want to add to it, which is why I started.
So you've tried other liver cleanses that worked, or other things that worked in the past?
I won't say they were perfect, but they helped.
Okay. Well, and like I said, the castor oil thing, you know, that's a pretty easy thing to do. You might seriously want to try that. So,
and I know my blood sugar is fine because I know what I eat. So, and there's no surprises this time.
Yeah.
Yeah. My last blood sugar test was at 5.8, I believe.
Okay.
So I mean, yeah. 5.7 is when you have diabetes. So
yeah,
I'm
right
there. Or yeah. Not diabetes, but pre-diabetic. I'm barely in the pre-diabetic mode.
So I wonder if you could even put a little bit of that pulp, you know, castor oil thing down on your foot. Have you got an open wound then still?
Yeah, when I have issues, one of my cracks will open up, and then it takes a couple or 3 months to close it again.
Son of a gun. Okay.
But when I went to the hospital last year, everybody said it was because I have diabetes, and I tried telling them I've had this for long before this, but they didn't want to hear that. They just saw diabetes. Let's amputate both your feet and we'll move on.
Yeah, no, that's weird, the diabetes thing. It's like something else caused you to have those sugar issues at that point. Because didn't we think maybe it was the medications?
No.
No,
conceivable that last year I had 13.6. I know what my diet was. So I understand.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. Well, but look at you.
If I didn't have dinner, I would supplement by eating medjool dates and drinking cranberry juice while on the air.
Yeah,
so it's possible
that
I could have 250 grams of sugar right before going to bed.
Woo! Okay, I gotcha.
So I
understand. Man. Yeah, I mean, the medjool dates are great, but
might be 10 or 12 dates plus 24 ounces of cranberry juice.
And it was sweetened cranberry juice, I take it.
Yeah?
Yeah, of course.
Well, it wasn't Ocean Spray. It was like Langer's brand where they don't add sugar, but it's still sweet. And then I did water it down, but still I'm drinking 24 ounces of it.
Yeah. Ah, well, I am. Speaking of juice, I didn't even know about them, but somebody brought up that I should sell, you know, I'm still working on the menu and stuff to try to get the business plan up for the food trailer. And they were saying that I should serve mocktails. And
okay.
I didn't even know what they were. I had no idea that they were so popular right now, which is good because I like the idea that people are wanting to get off alcohol. I mean, that's a good thing. So,
well, I've never had a taste for it ever.
Yeah. So I think, so instead of doing like selling soda and stuff, I think I'm going to do the mocktails. So, you know, that they'll be good. So like my daughter was telling me one of her favorite is just to take dark cherry juice, and mix it with, you know, the sparkling water and put lime in it. And she said it's like really, really good. So things like that.
I will tell you one of my favorite drinks, though, is an egg cream soda. Have you heard of it?
Did you say egg?
Egg cream soda, yes.
No, not egg cream.
There's no egg and there's no cream in it.
Oh.
So it's real easy. It's like carbonated chocolate milk. So you can use almond milk if you want. You can use chocolate almond milk if you want, and then chocolate syrup
yeah.
and seltzer water.
Really? So you just add the seltzer. Now, is seltzer and sparkling, are they the same thing?
I don't really know about sparkling water all that much.
To me,
it tastes different,
water,
but it, you might be able to
okay,
use it. I don't know. I don't like Perrier.
Okay, well, let me see. What is in seltzer water? Seltzer water ingredients. Because I've always been curious about that. Seltzer, which is also called sparkling water. Oh. So, yeah, it is basically the same thing. It's just water with, the carbonation in it. Okay, so they are all the same thing, basically. Okay. Well, that's good to know. Good to know. But you don't like Perrier, huh?
No.
Well, that's okay. So,
why, you drink Perrier?
I do like Perrier. So I like sparkling water. I don't do a lot of it because it can sometimes be a little bit, you don't want to do too much of it. It's not like, tends to be a little more acidic. So, but yeah, I could drink sparkling water a whole lot easier than I can drink just plain water. But the carbon, is it carbon dioxide or whatever it puts in there, carbon?
Well, you don't want carbon monoxide. That would be a different conversation.
No, not mono. Yeah, no, not that one. But however it's created, yeah, it kind of changes the pH of it or whatever. Well, anyway, but I sure do like it. I do.
I sent you a recipe on that in case you needed to know.
Oh. Yeah, I
don't know if
you
do you drink
that.
Almond milk or cashew milk or anything like that?
Yeah, I like almond and I like coconut. I use almond and coconut. So I could definitely try to make that. My grandsons would probably get a kick out of that. I'll have to tell them, and I'll send that to Demi and have them try it because they don't drink soda. We don't really let them drink soda, so we could let them. But they love chocolate almond.
So you don't milk. Let them drink Zevia?
No, we're not fans of stevia.
Oh.
I have tried and tried. To drink, you know, because there's nothing really wrong with stevia that I've seen, But I just, it tastes like diet to me. I just don't like the way it tastes. So no, they drink a lot of almond milk, chocolate almond milk, but we usually dilute the chocolate. We usually put half white and half chocolate so they don't get too much sugar. But
I like the Zevia ginger ale. That's my favorite.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, no, that one might be a little bit better because with the ginger being stronger, might not be able to taste it as much. But they love the, I do get them when I'm around them. I make them the fresh squeezed orange juice. They love it. Absolutely love it. So, but yeah, no soda, you know, soda's just, it's hard on the teeth. So there's just a lot of stuff about it that's not good.
Yeah, I think that it's the sugar and the high fructose corn syrup. So I don't really think the same as Zevia, especially if it's ginger ale. There's no artificial food coloring.
Right. Very true. No, I mean I wouldn't. I would let them have the Zevia soda, but like I said, they just. They let them have tea and stuff like that. They just don't necessarily want them getting on a habit of the soda. So, it's funny, Footloose. I just got the TV just playing. They're showing Footloose. Good old movies. I tell you, they just don't make good old movies anymore.
I have not seen a movie in a long time.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the last one I watched. Oh, I did. Oh, what's the guy's name? Come on. Quaid, Dennis Quaid. He played in a movie where he's a preacher. It's actually a true story.
And now he's a preacher.
For real?
I don't know if he's necessarily a preacher, but he does speak gospel. He does. Oh. He's done a few sermons.
Well, this was it called The Hill? Dennis Quaid, The Hill. Yeah, I think that's it. So. It like I said, it was based on a true story. Was about a Ricky Hill, who was the son of a pastor. So, you know, so Dennis is playing the pastor, and it was a good movie. But this kid, he was born with really scrawny legs, and the doctor had told him that they didn't think that he would ever even be able to walk. But it ended up, he was able to walk, but he had to wear the braces. And they were poor. So, you know, the braces that he wore and everything, eventually it just got, he got real frustrated. But he had, he could hit the baseball like no other. And so he ended up overcoming, you know, they said he would never walk, and he ended up being a professional ball player. Now, he couldn't, he was unable at that point because he had some type of a deteriorating spine disease as well. So by the time he was in high school and then, you know, going into being old enough to play pro ball, his spine had really deteriorated. So he could still hit the ball, but he couldn't run very well either. So his legs, he could run, but he was very slow. And so basically when he was at the tryouts, they were going to dismiss him, and he said, no, wait a minute, you haven't seen me hit yet. And because they were going to dismiss him because they saw him run, they saw how slow he was. And they're like, But then he started taking hit in practice, and one of the guys there that was making the decisions on who was, you know, going to make it or whatever, he started hitting the ball, and he was hitting the ball so hard it was going over into the other fields. And he just kept on plowing him over there right at this person. And the guy was like, whoa, wait a minute, who is that? And so anyway, they end up watching him hit, and they put the best pitcher at the time in to pitch against him. And he hit him. He hit a home run off this guy. So they, needless to say, they wanted him as a designated hitter. So I think he played professionally for 3 or 4 years. So it's a good story.
You remember the name?
Very good story. Yes, it's called The Hill. Called The Hill.
Oh, the name of the baseball player.
Oh yeah, Ricky Hill, R-I-C-K-E-Y,
okay.
And then Hill. So, yeah.
Oh, I never heard of him.
And he's still alive. He actually played in the movie as one of the scouts. So it's kind of funny. Let's see. 37 years later. Yeah, at age 19, he signed with the Montreal Expos at a tryout camp in Texas in 1975, yeah. So anyways, perseverance. And it's just a good movie because in the movie with his, you know, his dad being the preacher, he obviously taught him not to idolize anything. And the kid, he was a good kid. You know, that was one of the best parts of the movie is this family, they were, all the kids were like good kids, you know, they were a good family, and it has some good lessons in it because at the same time, the father, he was a very good father, but he wasn't, he was being kind of closed-minded and hearted to allowing his son, who was truly gifted, and the son gave all the credit, you know, like to God and everything. So it's good. So it's just, if you do want to watch a good movie, I would say that's a good one. I tell you the funny part about the movie, and I had no idea, and I guess I don't know. I just don't ever remember it. But so. I guess it would have been in the 60s, you know, it would have been late 60s, early 70s. And, you know, his dad, he got kicked out of a few small churches because there was at one moment when he was preaching in the church, and he was usually in poor communities. So he's up there preaching, and you've got a couple of guys smoking cigarettes and throwing the buds down and stomping them out on the church wood floor. And then you had another old lady who had a freaking spittoon. She was chewing tobacco, and she would spit in the spittoon, but sometimes miss and spit on the floor.
I've like, never seen a lady chew tobacco ever.
Oh, yeah. Depends on where you are. Yeah, some of them do it, but, you know, this was back. This was years ago, But he got so frustrated because he's sitting there trying to, you know, and he sees this happening, and he finally mentioned it, said something about it, and he just ticked him off. The guy that was smoking was a jerk. You know, he beat his wife. He ended up being just a jerk. And so after they all left, got out of the church, he got called back to the church the next day, and they all got together, and they told him he was done. They made him leave, so he had to go to a new place. And in that church, they were smoking in it too, and I'm like, that's just crazy. I'm like, that's so gross. Why were they smoking in church? I mean, did they really smoke in church years ago?
Wow, I wouldn't know. I've never seen it.
I don't ever remember the smoking in church. And I went to church at a pretty young age, so I don't know. But I was like, ew. That's just nasty. Ooh, and what was really sweet about it was the little, he had like a sweetheart. You know, it was like he ended up marrying his little childhood sweetheart. So it was kind of cute. I'm trying to remember the scout that was there. That was, oh, such a jerk. It was so not nice. I can't remember the name of the guy that it was, but oh well. So yeah, you can look it up. I don't know if you can. I know right now it's on Netflix, but.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, we don't do Netflix.
Oh, okay. I don't blame you.
I don't have a smell-o-vision.
Yeah. Oh, I gotcha. Well, that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Yeah, I don't like watching propaganda.
Exactly.
Yeah, during COVID, my wife's dad passed away, and that's the only reason why we kept the smell-o-vision. And then when he passed, we gave up cable and sold the TV.
I gotcha. I don't think I realized you guys lost family members during COVID, doggone it. So was he sick? I mean, or did...
It could have been the gene therapies. I don't know.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
Yeah, I wouldn't know, so...
Yeah.
I don't want to lie on TV, but it's possible.
So possible.
Well, some people, they trust Dr. Fraudy with their life.
Yeah, it's still interesting how, I mean, you sure don't see him anymore being on TV or anything, or even saying where he is, you know. It's like, wonder what's up with that. They better be, you know, I don't know, though. I always say they better be hiding these people, because when people find out the truth about these gene therapies, you know, and that their family members were sacrificed and now they're permanently injured and stuff, it's like I still don't think people would do anything. You know, it's crazy.
So did you see this new FISA bill that came out that the Congress approved?
Oh God, no. What is that?
So basically more spying, and it gets worse.
Oh,
and
boy.
So a bunch of Republicans sided with the Democrats, and now it goes to the Senate where it'll pass.
Okay, the FISA. I did see something on that. Hold on. I thought, is there a way I can search? Let me see if I can find this. Is it FISA?
Yes. I sent you a link.
Okay, because I also saw one, though, on Times. InfoWars, okay. They had a report on that. I thought it was leaning towards getting blocked. I need to find that because I thought it was better news. Let's see here. Trump, Mexico.
It says that any business that's provides a communication will be forced to become part of the National Security Agency. So if the NSA tells you to spy on somebody because you run a communications company, it could be Blog Talk Radio even because we can broadcast. So they would be required to spy on you.
Good grief.
And if they say no, then they can be shut down.
Wow.
I don't think Elon Musk is going to put up with that.
Yeah, I started to say. because just like what he's doing, is it Brazil where?
Yes.
Okay. I'm considering paywall for new X users to fight the bot. Oh, there are so many. I mean, it's just crazy. This is like last night I got a text message from my bank. They're like, did you make this charge of blah, blah, blah? And I was like, no. I said, there's not even one of those places in the town I live. And so I texted back that it was fraud. So I had to go this morning and get a new debit card. And there were several people in there that it had happened to. So it must have been something to do with my bank's debit cards, the sequence of them. I guess somebody broke it or something. But it was funny. Somebody charged 92-something to Wingstop. And somebody else charged $126 to Raising Cane's or Raising Cane or whatever. I'm like, that's
yeah,
so weird.
Yeah, it's Raising Cane's, yeah.
Like, I don't even eat chicken. And two of these places, almost $100 at a fast food place? I'm like, are you serious?
Oh, it's crazy that I could take my wife to Five Guys and it's probably at or just barely over $50 for two people.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy. But, I mean, it's not really surprising. It's hard to eat. I mean, it's darn near $15 to $20 anytime you eat out anymore.
Right.
So, right here, House doubles down on FISA authorization, rejects motion to reconsider. Okay. So this was dated. What is this dated, this article? Today. Okay. So lawmakers have tabled an effort to amend FISA for greater civil liberty protections. The act has been reauthorized for April 19th. So the House on April 15th rejected a motion to reconsider its vote to reauthorize the controversial Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. Ahead of the vote on the motion to reconsider put forward by Representative Anna Paulina Luna, lawmakers voted to table the motion to avoid its consideration altogether. It was tabled in a 259-168 vote. Ms. Luna put the measure forward last week following the House's passage of a two-year reauthorization of Section 702 in a 273-147 vote. Consideration of the motion was postponed until this week, although it was largely expected to fail.
the reauthorization passed last week didn't include a requirement that intelligence agencies get a warrant to search Americans' data and communications, as an amendment that would have mandated a warrant was rejected in a tie vote. Holy crud. Section 702 authorizes intelligence agencies to conduct warrantless surveillance of foreigners. But it also captures information on Americans with whom the foreign target communicates.
Right.
This has drawn civil
war concerns.
Part of it,
too, they said that they want the right to be able to spy on Americans in real time because they want to fight fentanyl. Like, the whole world knows where fentanyl comes from. It's not from me and you having a conversation.
Exactly. Well, it's saying that the power expires on April 19th.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. Son of a gun. Literally reauthorized. So I don't know. Hopefully it will get stopped. Good grief. I mean, this is just insane. I mean, I can't wait till somebody else gets back in there and just undoes everything that all the screw-ups that Biden has done.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, the biggest issue is going to be the migrant thing. I mean, that's really scary. It's I'm getting more and more nervous. My daughter, you know, she goes to California and New York, of course, two freaking worst states in the world. But she has to go for her business and worries me to death. Especially New York with them hitting people in the freaking face and knocking them down.
Oh, I was going to say, she doesn't have to go to Buffalo or Syracuse. She has to be in Manhattan.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what part of New York they usually stay in, but she's told me before. I've never been to New York, so I just never really know the areas, but she is they're always with the crew, you know, and it's okay, but still. I mean, that with them getting so many migrants, it's freaking scary because you just don't, you know, I can remember like when they were in Germany and that a couple years ago when they were having issues over there. I mean, they'll rape women. They'll just in groups, you know, they'll just go after them. But she has a lot of friends that live there too. And sometimes you just have to get information from them because, even though it's bad, obviously the freaking television, like you said, exaggerates and makes things sometimes a lot worse than they are. But I mean, I'm not dumbing it down at all because it's bad as far as the migration thing. But I'm sure she's probably perfectly safe. She just needs to stay out of Grand Central Station. She just doesn't use any of the public transportation. They knew that back during COVID, you know, when they started doing crazy things on the subways and stuff, she knew better than to ever use it when the race thing started just getting crazy.
Yeah.
So, she said her friends that live there, they don't even use them anymore. Just too bad. So,
we were talking earlier about Caitlin Clark and what her salary would be. I was grossly mistaken. I just posted what her expected NBA salary will be this year. And it's about, for the WNBA, it's about $77,000.
Oh, that's all?
Yeah. So if you have a choice between $77,000 to be the biggest star in the league or to come off the bench for $5 or $8 or $10 million or whatever it is, I think that's – yeah, I think $80,000 versus $5 million, that's a – if you're not making at least $1 million, I think that decision could be a lot easier.
Oh, good grief.
Because if you don't have money and you see $1 million, you're like, well, I could live off that and be totally happy for life. But $77,000, that's like not even $30 an hour if you put in 40 hours a week.
Interesting.
So...
what a drastic difference. Holy cow.
Yeah, that might that might come into play.
Yeah, that's nuts. I did have a sweet little thing to read about like the crying of babies. I don't know if you've got anything else you want to say first. It's short. It's nothing. So this is an OBGYN here in Missouri that she's great. She's very natural minded, and you know she's on the good side to where she didn't fall for all this stuff. But this was something she posted today. She didn't write it. It's just somebody else she was sharing. But it says, new mothers are often told that once they've fed, burped, and changed their baby, they should leave their baby alone to self-soothe if they cry because all of their needs have been met. One day, I hope all new mothers will smile confidently and say, I gave birth to a baby, not just a digestive system. My baby has a brain that needs to learn trust and a heart that needs love. I'll meet all of my baby's needs, mental, emotional, and physical, and I'll respond to every cry because crying is communication, not manipulation. So I love that because, you know, I know there's a lot of people that teach, you know, you got to let your baby, like, cry himself to sleep and stuff, and I could never do it. I mean, there's just no way with my kids. I don't think I got a good night's sleep until they both reached like age 3 because they slept okay, but they would wake up in the middle of the night. And I'd go to them. I wasn't one of the parents. I couldn't let them cry. And so I just, I felt like they'd feel abandoned. So I think that's, I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to be judgmental, but I just think that's important that they, I don't know. I think it can be risky if you just let your kid cry and cry and cry. I think it teaches them that maybe they're not being heard.
All right, so that's it for tonight. There it is. We did it again.
Yep.
All right, so thank you for being here. We have always appreciated having you here, Christina. Everyone else, please support the other shows on the network. It is not just the Proof Negative show here, but until tomorrow, hold on to the handrail, keep hope alive, don't be deprived of forest fires. I am Proof Negative. I am Roots.